Now, if we want to go to this next level, like we were just talking about, whatever that level is, and one of the things that you're going to find is that the information I'm going to give you today is not just business related, but it's also personal related. It'll work in your personal lives just as well as it will in your business lives. But basically, if we want to go to that next level, it becomes really hard to motivate ourselves to get there, especially if several things have happened. Number one, if we fall into a rut. If we do the same things over and over again, day after day, and we get into that type of a rut, it gets really hard for us to get up our willpower to go ahead and go to that next level. Or if we're at a certain income level and we want to go to the next level, it becomes really hard for us to be able to change our whole work ethic or our whole way of thinking in order to get up there. So basically, we need some help. You know, we need help in how to be able to get there. We need other things that can motivate us to get to where we want to go other than just money. And that becomes a real critical issue for me because money isn't the only motivator that we have. We may think it is. We may think that we are motivated to work by money. But if that were the case, why are most salespeople out there only making $22,000 a year if money was such a big motivator? And so if we rely strictly on money, chances are good we'll never get where we want to go. So what I did was I brought in 25 ways to motivate yourself to get where you want to go, wherever that is. And if you'll notice, the title is 25 Ways to Motivate Yourself to Success. I've understood that success means different things to different people. For example,